Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. The Gunflint is closing in on its last days of 2012. This is happening under the watchful gaze of our little spirit moon. Our final hurrah for the past year finds the Wildersmith neighborhood celebrating the freeze-up of Gunflint Lake. Official closing date was last Saturday, the 22nd. For a second consecutive year, the old gal put on her winter coat later than what we would normally expect. With the latest recorded Gunflint Lake freeze-up, for which I have data since 1982, being December 29th during 2001, this year's tardy date ranks fourth after last year, which was December 28th and the 27th in 1997. Our average before the past 2 years has been holding around December 12th. Just for the record, the earliest Zamboni exercise on the Gunflint over the past 30 years was November 26 in 1996. After last week's wolf serenading, the winter song in our neighborhood has been tuned in to howls of a different tone. As the lake finally succumbed to its new landscape, she let out with a screeching, thunderous announcement, adding yet another voice to the wilderness choir. This first stanza reverberated from end to end, shaking some folks right out of their slumber. One has to wonder if the spirit of our Gunflint gal was either uncomfortable with her new attire or thrilled that she finally delivered. As fitting adjustments are being made, she is now murmuring subtle tunes of acceptance. With a number of sub-zero to single-digit mornings since and no insulating snow cover as yet, the thickening process is increasing rapidly. Although I would not recommend heavy foot travel just yet, I did get word that folks down at Gunflint Lodge observed a wolf examining the shiny new surface on the morning of official solidarity. While folks to our south were squawking about the blizzard of the decade, the upper trail got barely a sniff in the past seven. These parts are still beautifully decked out in holiday flocking, and ski trails are groomable, just barely, but we're still in dire need of substantial applications. Makes me worry about what next summer will be like if Mother Nature doesn't do something about refilling our streams, rivers, and lakes. Speaking of being decked out for the holidays, our trip to church in Grand Marais this past Sunday was stunning. Jack Frost had been about and gave a crystal dousing to everything in creation. Sparkling jewels of the forest were so dazzling that one was almost blinded, while old Saul tweaked even the smallest of these diamonds with beams of brilliance. It goes without saying that this area is rich beyond one's wildest imagination for these simple but precious natural treasures. For all the significant technological and engineering marvels of mankind over the past couple centuries, it remains a mystery that man often cannot match the brain power and ingenuity of a hungry wilderness critter. A fellow down the road confides that he's been doing battle with a squirrel for several months over sunflower seed accessibility at his bird feeder stations. He's tried everything under the sun to deter the rodent. To date, he finds that in spite of his reasonable intellectual and inventive exploits, all avenues have been met with an equalizing countermove by his gnawing little red friend. Frustrated but not giving up, he shared his latest tactic and believes that he's got the answer. We'll see. I'll be anxious to hear how the critter adapts to this new scheme. It would be my suggestion to let the tiny guy or gal have at it. You can't seem to outsmart him. Every day out here in the woods is a wonder. The Smiths continue experiencing great moments in nature. Sharing them, as well as being able to report the happenings of other Gunflinters during this weekly trail news scoop on WTIP, has been most enjoyable in the past 365. Hopefully you enjoyed too. As we wind down 2012, it is my wish for you that 2013 will be fruitful, rewarding, memorable, and full of goodwill toward your fellow man. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and come out to savor this wonderful creation we call the Gunflint. See you on the radio next year.